Welcome to the Prickly Couch podcast, where three mujeres have real conversations. We'll share our stories and talk about wellness, familias, work, and everything in between in our experiences as Latina women.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Prickly Couch. We are right in the middle of summer and also in the middle of our season. And so we wanted to use this opportunity to, one, catch up, because Karen, you have been in this space for a little bit.
No, I haven't. I took a little break.
And so we'll catch you up on all the things that have happened and are going on. And then we'll talk about what do we do to keep ourselves entertained in the summer when things are busy. We want to connect with people. We want to do all the things that we didn't get to do because it was super cold outside. And we also have changes in our schedule, in our family, connections and reunions y todo.
Yes.
And then what do we do? Yeah. So tell us about what you're up to, Karen, or what you have been up to.
What I have been up to. I'm just overwhelmed thinking about the question of the summer and all that stuff. Well, I will start with saying that I'm very sensitive to the weather outside, and my body really like craves sun. Like, I was raised in Texas. Like, I've always been around the sun. So during the winter is a season of a lot of like shutdown because I'm not getting any sun. So my mood is way different in the winter than it is in the summer. So immediately, like when the weather gets better, I just want to be outside a lot. Now it's getting to the point where I can't do that. But generally, my mood is really light, bright. I want to socialize, like, regardless of other things. Like, I just really love the sun. So I have been, like, taking that, running with that, socializing more, like, hanging out with my friends. I've seen my family. There's more, like, activity, like, physical activity. Like, I go outside with the dog. Myself, I'll do more movement throughout the day because I feel better, and then it makes me feel better because exercise makes you feel better sometimes. So it's a whole thing. And I've also been consuming a lot of media. We've been reading books, watching films as they're coming out, which I feel like that is reintroduction from the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to the movies when the movies are coming out. Like, that is really cool and exciting. And so, yeah, it's been a lot on my schedule. I feel like, well, I have a physical little book, like with the months, because I have to write things down because if not, I'll forget and disappoint someone. So I've been doing all of that. It's, been really nice. I love the summer, but it's also very overwhelming, and trying to manage all the things is a lot. So, yeah, I hope that kind of answered the question.
Oh, what you've been up to. So, yeah. In a nutshell, a lot.
A lot. A lot, yes.
Yeah. I'm actually the opposite. I feel low energy in the summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I really don't like the warm weather. I can tolerate it. So, where I'm from originally, in Obregón, it's really hot. It's usually over 100 degrees in the summer. Mm-hmm. Very humid. So the culture is that you don't go out throughout the day. You wait until 5:30 or 6 to go out, mm-hmm. including being a kid. Kids will wait, right? Birthday parties are at that time. And so in here, everybody wants to go out midday for brunch or, like, you know, I have a 2.5-year-old that loves to go outside. And so he wants to go outside as soon as he can. Don't love it. I'm lower energy. Prefer like October weather. But I have to go out anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like the opposite than what I'm feeling. I'm like more energized, and you're like, no.
Yeah, for me, it's like, why don't we just spend more time inside? But I think that's okay. Because also, it's fun to be out with Lucas, and like, there's always, I think, things that we do. That I wouldn't do if I didn't have a kid, and that's fun. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing a lot of random activities this summer. Well, feel random to me, right? We went to the Museum of Ice Cream, Dino Park, you know, we're probably going to be going to like a couple splash pads, maybe a couple restaurants that I wouldn't go. So I'm excited about that. The nice thing about sometimes being out or being in and out of the house is that he gets really tired, so he naps, and then I can read a book in the afternoon or like watch something because I don't have the energy to like do much. Like, I'm not going to be doing chores or anything. That time is like quiet time for me too. And so it's forcing me to slow down in a more intentional way. And that feels really good. So I've been reading many horror and thriller books, which it's new. Right now I'm listening to one that is based on IKEA. And it's a horror book.
Furniture store?
So I'm only in the first chapter. We'll follow up as to how this goes. But it's so far as good. It's been busy. We've had a lot of events at the practice. We're trying to reconnect everybody with everybody since the pandemic has changed. Trying to, see people, meet new people. There's been a lot of new people in the community, so it feels good to be out in that way. And we have a lot of different exciting things coming up. There's a few presentations that I'm doing this summer, and then at the beginning, very beginning of fall. So I'm super excited about that. It's been slow.
Yeah.
In some ways, but a busy impact in others. So maybe because I'm forcing myself to slow down, it feels more intentional, and so I feel more grounded. But it is in those quiet moments throughout the day that I am also consuming a ton of media. A lot of watching TikToks and Instagram. I don't know if this happened to everybody, but like, it's not the point. I'm like, did I finish TikToks? Now I'm getting like all the videos that I already watched and liked.
Wait, what? That does not happen to me.
And I was like, is it just how I seen this many TikToks this week that it doesn't have anything else to show me? I don't know.
Okay. After this, I want you to show me how many hours you spend on TikTok for that to happen.
But
I didn't know that happened. But I also, on the same page with you, also consume so much TikTok that I've had to put timers on the phone. And I don't always respect those timers. I feel like I talked about this in another episode. I'm still working on it. But I've been better at decreasing the screen time because it makes the day go by faster. And
It forces really, to do other things, right? And so we were talking right before we said to jump into the podcast and record was, what happens when, you're in this time that typically, can be work-wise a little bit slower, but family-wise and socially-wise might be busier.
Mm-hmm.
So when all of that collides, what do we do to keep ourselves entertained and pass the time? And so one of the things we were talking about is consuming media. And so what happens, though, when the media that we're consuming is stressful or it's, like, full of drama? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm always like excited about the cheese man, but is it restful
on TikTok?
Is it restful? Is it relaxing? And is doing what we wanted to do? That is being restorative.
Yeah, and well, for me personally, I have caught myself spending a lot of time on this like short form type of content that is now on the internet and trying to keep up with all the latest things that are happening. Like now we have threads on Instagram that I've kind of slowed down and not downloaded right away, but I know that I'm going to end up there anyway. But trying to keep up with what's new, like the trends for the summer. There's a trend about the sausage and mustard that I'm going to talk to you about, but like, keeping up with the trends, keeping up with the new media that's coming out, whether it's like movies, films, books, and the pressure of that. I usually am somebody who's wants to stay on top of the things because I want to consume the media when the conversations are happening. I'm also trying to be very intentional and selective more on the media that I'm consuming. Just for my well-being, just so I can also not feel like time is passing by so quickly and I can enjoy and be present with others around me, because that's something that I feel happens when I'm too much on my phone or in my computer. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not being present enough. So that's definitely a challenge. And yeah, still working on that. I have been reading more, but I mean, that also requires a lot of time. And it's an isolated activity, which is really nice. But mm-hmm. yeah, so it's still media. It's a different form.
It's a different form. I think that I've also been doing more audiobooks. So I've been reading, but I've been listening to more audiobooks and finding my preferences for narration. And also, like, yeah, I'm, like, deep on book talk now.
Yes, I was going to say.
And I feel like you finally curated the perfect, yeah, so, like, the recommendations I'm getting on, like, Chef's Kiss. I haven't missed a bit. I love it. But one of the problems, I think, is there's so much going on that is absolute garbage. Like, it's just not good, especially for our communities. So I think that after a while of seeing all this, like, I can go in this rabbit hole, and then I turn around, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, I've been going from clip to get the full story and understand the whole perspective, and now it's like an hour. I'm going to just own up to an hour. It's just only been an hour.
Yeah.
Of this. I don't know. I don't know if that is restorative. I don't know if that's helpful, but it definitely keeps me occupied.
Yeah, something I've noticed too when it, like, because of my type of personality or who I am, I've always been someone who's scans the room. I'm like checking in with other people, how they're feeling, to see how I'm going to approach them and things like that, or like, oh, whatever. So when there's something happening on the internet, I feel like I transfer that to my phone. I'm like scanning to see how people are feeling about the situation.
Right.
Not even just processing the situation, how it's affecting me, if it's affecting me, or what do I think about it? I'm like scanning to see what people are feeling, what they're
analysis
talking about,
of it.
Analyzing it. And at the end of it, I might come out with some really like insightful things that I've learned from other people. And sometimes I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't even think about how I felt about this. So now I have to process that and everybody else's opinions on it too. Mm-hmm. So it's just it's a mental overwhelm that I feel when I'm consuming certain types of media, specifically like when I'm looking at something that's happened to our communities or other communities that are unfair and just. And yeah. So.
And I think at this time, like right before we jump into recording, we were listing at least like six different situations that are happening right now that like represent pieces of the culture, right? That are like, so it's not just that we're seeing celebrities in this, it's like how it is connected to our own experiences in the community. What's obviously not at the scale that we're seeing them on TikTok, but in some form that are pretty similar, or that we're seeing, you know, our hermanas or our familias, like, similar situations, right? Like somebody's dating someone that is trying to shame them, right? Or like somebody that is constantly having negative commentary about the way that you look or the way that you are or the things that you like. You know, we were talking about abusive exes and like how normalized some of those things are in our culture. For example, we're talking about Anuel and Karol G and like the whole drama. And the thing that was surprising to me and really aggravating, not only is how like normalized it was, but also how much people were translating his behavior to be romantic.
Mm.
And I was like, no, se me enchina el cabello el coraje. I can't. So I was like, so in those moments, right, like I get too invested in the story. And I want to know things, but it's also going to bring up, right? Like things about our own stories and things about, the real things that we have to process and think through. So then I noticed myself like having anxious energy and needing to then process it outwardly with someone.
Yeah. And that's the thing about consuming media. I think I'm trying to think of that word, like a reflex, kind of like when you wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. you get your phone, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just look at it and then something comes up that brings up emotions from experiences or things that you've seen, but you're not in the mental space because you just woke up to really think about that, right? Mm-hmm. But then your day might be like, it might impact your day. It might impact the way you interact with the first person you see that morning. And just like not consuming media intentionally could then lead for you to have to process things when you're not in the right space or you're not ready for it. Or mm-hmm. you could be like out in the grocery store waiting for somebody. It's right. like looking on social media and then something comes up and then you can get triggered. Mm-hmm. Like it opens up that opportunity that it makes it more just taxing to just be not be intentional about it. And I don't know. But
well, and I think we do have like very real research, right? That mm-hmm. talks about the impact that social media can have on our mental health. And so we do know that like adolescent girls, right, they're looking at Instagram more often, tend to have more skewed mm-hmm. versions of what their sense of what their body looks like and more negative views about themselves. And for, you know, we might do more comparison back and forth. We might be more depressed. We might feel more anxious. But also one thing happens, I think, especially now with things like TikTok, things can really, really cater to you. So then what can happen is you think that's the way that we're all thinking, right? Like this experience yeah. that you're having, right? Like this in this parasocial world we're created, and then you go outside and you're like, oh, not everybody is going through this. Not everybody is thinking like this. And so that has to have an impact. I don't know that like we have had the chance to like study that deeply, but it has to have an impact on our well-being too. I mean, I think that yeah. there's a powerful piece of mm-hmm. connection there, right? An information right. dissemination. And also, if it goes in the other direction, I can see it impacting us negatively if we're not aware of what we're consuming.
Yeah. Yeah, and I definitely agree that there are pros to social media. It brings people together. It allows mm-hmm. for information to be shared with usually folks who might not have easy access to it. Mm-hmm. There's constant like a discussion about different points of view that we're not used to seeing in the mainstream, right? That are not white mm-hmm. or are cis. So there's all these pros to it. And I think that's what it is attracting us to these platforms. But we also need to be mindful that it also has impacts mm-hmm. that are not so positive. So just trying to manage that as the platforms change or as they get added is very difficult because it's changing so quickly.
So much. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just a mental overload, I think, is what happens.
Right. I mean, I was thinking even like when I jumped into TikTok was mid-pandemic mm-hmm. and it looks so different than it is now.
Yeah.
And the way that you engage with it is so different.
There are now TikToks that say like, point of view, you opened TikTok in 2020. It's completely different.
It feels like so long ago. Like, it feels yeah. like ages ago. But also the way that we're engaging with people and the way we categorize, right, when we're, mm-hmm. How we engage. So somebody was saying Facebook is for family, yeah. Instagram is for friends, TikTok is for strangers, right? And so I think that there is this very strong piece of what you're saying, right? Like, it gives access to information, but also community. But we do have to be like super intentional, which also requires energy. And when we're engaging with this, I don't know if we always have like all the energy and capacity there to like be engaging in this and this very intentional.
Yeah. And just interacting with it takes energy away. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's interesting. You brought the energy, like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. But
or you know that like, you're like, oh, I've been here for like an hour.
Or TikTok should probably tells stop. You to yeah. stop.
Your fingers must be hurting. Like, maybe some take a break, right? And so, yeah. And you might be like, well, I will continue. And some days might be a good reminder and you step back and say, hey, let me do something that is actually restorative. So, I don't know if that will come up with an answer.
Yeah.
But this is a struggle. This is a struggle, right?
I was going to say, like, I don't know if we're going to give any advice today, but we just want to know that we are with you. We also struggle with the same thing.
You're not
alone. You probably struggle. And if you have advice, please leave your tips at Prickly Therapy on Instagram.
Yes, we're excited that we got to share the space with you. Please check out our social media if you want to learn more, but also to let us know how you're liking the podcast, if there's any topics you'd like us to cover. One quick reminder with the summer, if you are on any SSRI, just note that you are more sensitive to sunlight and heat. So don't forget to hydrate and replenish your electrolytes. I was just reminded of that, and I think that it's a powerful reminder for all of us. Even while you're scrolling on TikTok in the shade, just make sure you're replenishing your water intake. With that, we'll pause here and then continue next time. Stay in touch.
Bye.
Bye.